Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Jimmy Butler, no points in that second quarter after 9 in the first. Takes the long two. He's fouled and counted. A 3-point chance for Jimmy Butler. His first field goal since the 7-minute mark of the first quarter.
Oh, James, what are you doing? Fouling there, James. Don't touch the elbow. Don't touch the elbow and then act like you're innocent, James Harden. Huh? Come on, man. 3-time scoring champ. Get out of here, you regular season hero, you. Welcome back. Your hour number 2 of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. I'm having a great day. I mean, this is watching that team get eliminated last night from the playoffs. For me, like, that's look at watching James Harden get beat, not hustle. Not shoot, not score, not do anything was, I mean, almost as satisfying as Michigan beating Ohio State this year. That's just so you know the level
of disdain. It's so bizarre, though.
No. Oh, which thing?
Him not being the ball hog anymore.
He can't do it.
It's like, what are you doing, bro? Take the ball and shoot it. You used to shoot it 30 times a game.
Doesn't want it, man. He doesn't want the moment. He's too passive. He's not, you know, everything that everybody's been telling me that he was for years, when clearly he was never.
He even talking to Kyrie, like, how'd you get that part-time player with full-time money status? That's what I want.
I'm telling you what, Jalen Rose said last night, said you cannot give him a max deal.
You
I wouldn't either.
Like, how a team will, because they're dumb. But, like, at what point will owners step up to, like, some of those players and just, like...
You can go play somewhere else.
Like, why do you deserve that money?
We can win somewhere else. You know, we can win with somebody else. And, I mean, you know, Jimmy Butler going back to the locker room saying, Tobias Harris over me? Tobias Harris over me? Like, good for Jimmy Butler. You know, 99-90 was the final score. That was not indicative of what kind of blowout game that was. Doc Rivers, like, we talk about retread coaches all the time, right? Doc Rivers won a title with the Celtics. Big three, you know, okay. Has he done, like, what else has he done besides underachieve with great rosters? Or decent rosters? I don't know. Joel Embiid, I mean, he was, at least, you know, the thing about Joel Embiid, though, I can respect. A guy played with a broken face and a torn thumb. At least he plays injured. I mean, Ben Simmons doesn't play at all.
Well, that's what you're saying, Anthony. Like, Doc Rivers didn't have his whole team the entire year. And then 2/3 of the way through the season, they traded for a totally different style point guard. I mean, that's not a winning formula.
No. No, I mean, but he had his teams in L.A. with the Clippers. I mean, couldn't win out there. I don't know. It's like how many times, like, everybody else gets, you know, Frank Vogel won a championship, got fired 2 years later. But they're just going to keep hiring Doc Rivers. Just keep hiring Doc Rivers. Doesn't matter. Just hire him somewhere. You know, everyone's clamoring for Mark Jackson built the Warriors. The general manager built the Warriors. What are you talking about? The team didn't win until they got rid of Mark Jackson and got a real coach in there in Steve Kerr. That's what happened. What do you got over there?
Phone call.
Oh, Freddie's on hold. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Oh, don't sound too excited. So, hey, before I get into the Tigers talk, real quickly, you know, I heard you say Tua threw a duck. Let me ask you, your quarterback, how far is he throw the ball?
Further than that.
Oh, he throws it further than that. Isn't that
yeah, funny? I don't see the Lions aren't tweeting out rocket emojis with this ball that the wide receiver has to slow down and turn around and come back to catch.
Well, they can't because they can't because he doesn't throw it over 20 yards, so they can't tweet out anything because they know what they would be coming in the mentions.
Good. Say less, do more. I like that.
Hey, I talked to my pizza buddy in Philly, D'Angelo, South Philly. You know, he's got the number one pizzeria in the world, man.
He's got the worst point guard in the world, too.
Yeah, I know. He's not too happy. But we made a bet. We made a bet. The loser of that game makes pizza at their place after the Lions Philly game. So I'm excited about that. So I actually kind of want to lose because, you know, he's got a mecca there in South Philly, man. So that'd be kind of neat. So, anyways, I want to talk a little Tigers and Al Vila. I heard Ryan this morning, and I can't remember at the beginning of the year the prediction Ryan made. I really don't remember. But I remember
82-80.
Okay. So I think me and Anthony said they were going to win like 90 games or something.
Yeah,
like
I said
that.
90. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, no, you were an idiot because that's what you believed. So you should never apologize for what you believe.
No, I need to. I knew better than that, than to have any hope in this franchise.
All right. Well, anyways, so here's the thing. Here's the point I've gotten to. I mean, I'm almost to the point. I wish they would just fire Al Vila. I'm getting tired of hearing about him. I mean, you turn on any radio. I'm turning off sports radio because I'm getting tired of hearing about Al Vila. I mean, I'm listening to more Andrea Bocelli than I've ever listened to. But it's just, you know, what kills me is the people that thought they were going to be pretty good at the beginning of the year thought, okay, they're going to be they got a chance to win 90 games. They're going to be pretty good. And now, all of a sudden, they're not hitting the ball. They're not playing defense, and it's all on Al Vila. I get it. They should just fire him and be done with it. But I want to know when A.J. Hinch gets any blame here. I want to know when he gets any blame because he's getting zero blame. Now, if they didn't cheat in Houston and didn't win a World Series, hold on a second. If they didn't cheat in Houston and didn't win a World Series, would he be this coveted manager? Would he be this coveted? Why is he not getting any blame at all? Because they're not hitting and they're not playing defense, and he's not doing anything to change the lineups.
Who are you going to put in, Freddie?
Well, okay. So
what wonderful Al Vila prospect that he has traded for is going to replace anything here?
Everybody goes back because
you're trading four superstars to replenish this team, and you've gotten jack out of it.
Okay, but that's not the point.
It is the point. He's building the team and hasn't built anything.
Okay, so why did they hit last year and AJ Hinch got all this shine? Where is he this year?
That's fine, because he's probably going to be gone too, because he doesn't want to deal with this organization anymore.
He's only here because he got booted out of baseball. That's the only reason he's here. He got booted out of baseball, and nobody else would sign him. He's a really good manager, but I want to know why he doesn't get. I don't why he doesn't get any blame through this at all. Any blame because last year they were hitting, and this year they're not, and they're playing worse defense. What is he doing? He's not doing anything either. This whole organization. Maybe it's the best thing to do is just fire Al Vila, but whoever they hire is going to end up reaping the rewards of these young pitchers that they got coming up. Everyone's just all in this 2 months. They can't hit. They stink. And all this 2 months, they can't hit. They stink. But you tell me this is going to last forever in 160 games. This is going to last forever.
What have we said, though, for a couple of years? Yeah, Al Avila's done great getting pitching prospects. Where are the hitting prospects?
You're 100% right.
He ignored that for years.
Well, because the number one, it's easy to make the number one selection when it's a consensus pick. We got to hit the break.
Oh, come on. That's a crock.
Casey Mize was a no-brainer.
Good weekend.
A little Andrea Bocelli for him, you know. Just relax him. Just relax a little bit. You can't knock anybody for selecting the consensus number one overall pick. It's Casey Mize. It's a no-brainer. That wasn't a find. That wasn't a steal. That's all right, though. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. Other sports are on. Football schedule release. Hockey. Basketball. Golf. There's plenty of stuff, folks. Plenty of stuff. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Register using my bonus code, SHEPBET200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game. And if either team hits a home run, you're going to be a winner, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM right there at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
On a hot, steamy summer's day, imagine being stuck in traffic when your vehicle's air conditioner stops blowing cold air. Well, beat the heat with an AC recharge kit from your Auto Value Auto Parts store. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For online orders, we offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. See an in-store sales pro for more information. And thank you for shopping locally at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Imagine this, a day filled with indulgence, bursting with excitement, and packed with extraordinary moments that build memories to last a lifetime. A day that is unmistakably yours, at the place that is undeniably spectacular. Whether you're winning big, dining lavishly, or relaxing oh so comfortably, it's your getaway reimagined at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Share your thoughts all morning long on the Meyer Guest Line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahala, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. But great to be with you, boy. Freddie was fired up right there. Fired up. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. You know, Mirza, he approves of that. He gets the Drake clapping emoji. Fire them all, says Mirza. Can't be worse than they are now. Avila, AJ Heck, sell the team too while they're at it. Making like three major sports franchises left this. Suck in Detroit. I don't like that, Mirza. I don't like that. Don't sell the team. Who is at fault here, right? That is a mammoth question. But at first it starts with hitters being able to hit, you know, players being able to hit the baseball, and defensively, like, you got to be able to make plays.
Starts with a failed GM who's been in power for 7 years, who hasn't accomplished anything, but every year comes out and said, we're so close because of all these prospects. And in 7 years, what prospect has produced anything of note on a national scale?
None. Not one.
Don't give me this prospect bullcrap. Prospects rise rankings and flame out as quicker than any sport. One thing I just hate about baseball is talking about prospects, because it literally means nothing until you come up to the big club and actually accomplish something.
Yeah, and on a national level, they haven't had anybody.
Like, Akil Baddoo, congrats. You're next. Brennan Bosch and Chris Shelton.
That's tough company. That's tough company. And, you know, Akil was a great story here, but, you know.
He made some news nationally. But, again, what did he do after that 6 weeks? His average plummeted from 450, where he ended the year at 250.
In the 450 pace, wasn't going to be – you weren't going to be able to keep that right up. But
again, Now you're in AAA.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough. That's a tough fall for him. And my comment about, you know, when you're selecting consensus, you know, this guy's a 1-1. Like, he's the first overall pick in the first round. Like, he's the pick. And it's a consensus that's kind of a no-brainer, right? I mean, I think that what Brad Holmes, Trent Baalke had to do, they had to make a decision, right? There, when there's no clear-cut number one as to who should be the top like, who is the best player coming up in this draft, who's the guy you have to select, you know, it's going to happen in the NBA draft too. Like, who are you going to take? Is it going to be Chet? Is it going to be Paolo Banchero? Is it going to be Jabari Smith Jr.? You know, who's going to get the number one pick, and who is going to have to make that call that really job is on the line? When it's a no-brainer, LeBron James in the draft, you draft LeBron James, right? So that's why I can't give him too much credit for, you know, like a Casey Mize sort of selection there, because it's like, yeah, duh, he was supposed to be the one picked. But, you know, the pitchers, sure, but they've gone all in on pitching. Yeah, pitching wins in the playoffs, but this team's not going to get to the playoffs. Like, it's this is an absolute disaster. And I think what makes it worse, what compounds it and makes it all worse, is the fact that everybody thought, or maybe it was just me, but everybody thought that this was going to be the year that they were finally going to make the jump. The kids are here, the young picks are up, the young arms are there. This is it. You went and got Javi Baez in the offseason. Like, you made the move that you thought was going to be the one guy that was going to put this team over the top. And nothing has worked out right. Outside of opening day's win. That's the highlight of the season, was the opening day win in the fashion in which they won that ball game against the White Sox.
And the thing too is, if things keep projecting this way, even if they're just not as bad, they're just slightly better, but still have a bad year. AJ Hinch probably gone. Chris Fetter, he will get scooped up by another team. I imagine he'll probably be a major league manager next season with what he's doing with this pitching staff. Because what did we talk about going into the year that was the problem? It was the bullpen. What has the bullpen done this season? They've done a good job. He's turned these no-name bullpen arms into something.
He's tried.
He's helped develop these young pitchers. How has our hitting development gone in this organization?
Not well. Not well at all. And it's just, I would say disappointing is probably the best. Like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. You know, that's like the worst thing your parents could say to you when you're young. You know,
I'm beyond disappointed. I'm furious at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Because, Freddie, you can like Al Avila all you want. You can criticize all the other GMs you want. They deserve their fair share of criticism. What has Al Avila done where you need to stick up for him? Put the receipts down. What has he done?
You traded J.D. Martinez.
For what?
Bag of balls.
Okay. And guess what? Those balls aren't even in the ballpark anymore.
They Justin got hit Verlander?
Out. Oh, what'd you get for that? A guy who had to medically retire from baseball, a catcher at Tommy John surgery, who's a career 230 hitter, and Daz Cameron, who's projecting to be maybe a 4A player or a utility outfielder for his career. You trade a Hall of Fame pitcher for nothing. Let him walk. Oh, by the way, speaking of let him walk, you let Max Scherzer walk.
Yeah, do you think the Scherzer deal was more on him or more on the ownership?
It was on everyone.
Not willing to.
It was on all three parties. Max didn't want to be here. We didn't want to sign him to the money he deserved. And then he went off and just, I don't know, had an even more Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, that was a staff. That was a staff.
That one, I'm not putting the full blame on Tigers because
right. There's a little back and forth there.
Yeah.
When we reflect back to where this team was at, like 04, 05, like that era before they really turned things around and became a title contender, I think that's where we all hoped that this team would be. and they aren't there. They have the series against the Orioles coming up this weekend. I don't want to say this because it's going to sound ridiculous when I do, but like, win a series. I don't need you to sweep anybody. I just need you to win 2 out of 3 games, right? Win 3 out of 4 or split a series with somebody, anybody. But they just, they can't put a complete 9 innings of baseball together. And it's really unfortunate for the fans because we were looking forward so much to seeing this team this year. And they have just, it's like getting ready for a round of golf and going out there and shooting 106.
Danny in Brighton is calling in. He's got 1 minute to defend Al Avila, he says.
All right.
Gents, good morning. First of all, I have to defend the J.D. Martinez trade. Nobody wanted him.
Bull crap. No one wants a guy that hits 40 home runs a year. Don't be lip service for him, Danny.
Ryan, nobody wanted him. Nobody. If you can tell me the teams that lined up out and we basically gave him.
Tell me a great Al Avila trade where he's won something.
Listen, no. I'm just, by the way, the Tucker Barnhart signing was a good signing. Javier Baez signing was a good signing. It filled a need. And also, I also want to say in my minute, I am equally aggravated and frustrated because at the beginning of the season, I thought, this is it. We're here. And watching the disaster that's the 2022 Tigers, it's crushing me because baseball is my game. Mm. But as much as I want to blame, because you got to blame somebody, I blame the guys that are out on the field. They're not hitting.
Hitters got to hit. Danny, we got to hit the break. Appreciate the call. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
Imagine this. Winning big at Soaring Eagle. Make a run for the money, and you could win up to $10,000 cash every Friday in May from 7 to 11 p.m. Then on Saturdays, the summer celebration is your chance to win up to $5,000 in premium play or the grand prize, a share of $100,000 cash on May 28th. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway, reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Now is the perfect time to clean her up and get that vehicle of yours in tip-top summer shape. Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store has you covered with top-quality name-brand products for your car wash needs. Turtle Wax Wash and Wax is now on sale for just $14.99, and Mother's Brand Foaming Wheel and Tire Cleaner is just $7.19 for the 24-ounce spray bottle. Whether you have a car, truck, boat, or SUV, clean her up at your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pretty interesting. I just found this out that today is Kay Adams' last day at Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. That's pretty crazy. Wonder where she's going. Interesting.
A sad day for all our creepo Twitter followers.
Well, that's Dan and I's favorite thing in the morning when Good Morning Football is on, is to see all the weirdos that she retweets. That literally is one of our favorite pastimes on the producer side here. Wow. It's, guys, we all know she's an attractive lady. We don't have to put it all over the internet. It's just weird.
Show your support. Show your support. Two games last night in the NBA with, you know, couple of games that could have been eliminators. We'll start first with Miami beating Philadelphia 99-90. Miami wins the series 4-2. Philly fans left early, and it was a beautiful sight. It was great to see the 76ers and James Harden, who has a player option worth $47 million upcoming next year, and just not do anything. Like, that was awesome. That was awesome. For me, at least. Joel Embiid talked about it after the game and said James Harden isn't the same player that he was in Houston. He's more of a playmaker. He talked about missing Jimmy Butler on the team. Jimmy Butler, when coming off the court, you know, he was being filmed saying, Tobias Harris over me? I mean, look, it's like, I don't know what Philly's grand plan was here. They had to move on from Ben Simmons. They got fleeced in that trade by Brooklyn. And that's even if Simmons never plays a minute for Brooklyn. Brooklyn still wins the trade because they get the picks and they get rid of Harden in that cap number. Jalen Rose said it last night on the broadcast that, yeah, you James Harden is not worth max money. He's not. He never has been. He never will be. He'll never lead your team to a championship. He doesn't have championship DNA in him. It's pretty evident. It's clear to see. So I don't understand why it's always been such a, you know, such a point of conversation and debate, because for me, it's always been blatantly obvious that he can't get it done. He can't. I don't like the step back, the double step back three that he shoots. I think it's a travel. I think they don't call it. I think he gets too many calls in the regular season. In the playoffs, when things tighten up a little bit, he folds like a tent in the wind. And I love it. I don't know what's better, watching James Harden get eliminated last night or seeing Urban Meyer not make it through half an NFL football season, because they're both right up there in my list of people that I am not a fan of. So congratulations to the Miami Heat in that ball game last night. As far as Duncan Robinson, only played 4 minutes. It's still one of the more bewildering. I mean, he can't be that bad defensively. He can't be. But it's a team that's going to continue to struggle to shoot from three. And if I'm, you know, I don't know what he did to get on Eric Spoelstra's bad side, but whatever it is, I would highly recommend that team figure out a way to work him back into the rotation, just to be a shooter. In game two, here's some more questions I have, because you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, Chris Paul.
Biggest question is Devin Booker. Why couldn't you hit two threes last night? That's really personal. About this question.
Lost out of parlay. I mean,
three out of the four legs hit, Devin.
Ooh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
I got my money back.
Okay, that's all that matters. So, Luka Doncic goes 11 of 26 from the field, scores a game-high 33 in the game. DeAndre Ayton had 21 and 11. Chris Paul, he had 13, 2, and 4. Devin Booker, 19, 8, and 3. This shouldn't even be a series. And we're tied now at three games apiece with Dallas's 113-86 win. And if you're a Phoenix fan, you got to see the writing on the wall. This team can't win a championship.
And Dallas, like, and no offense to the Mavericks, like, it seems like they're built like an AAU team. Like, they have 15 guys. They're all going to hang out at the three-point line. Like, that's just who they are. They have no inside presence. Luka's your star, your D1 talent, your D1 recruit, and the other guys are just kind of coasting around them.
They're just kind of there.
And Phoenix is the better team, and it's just, it's Chris Paul doing Chris Paul things in the playoffs times 1,000. Because we've never seen Chris Paul have this bad of a series.
He's old. He's older. And he's talked about it, you know.
But it's also, he's not the guy, though, at the moment. Devin Booker is the guy. Like, he has guys he can defer to.
And he should be better. He should be better. Like, this whole team should be better. Devin Booker needs to be better. Chris Paul needs to be better. DeAndre Ayton, I mean, he did exactly what you needed him to do. I mean, 21-11, you can't ask for much more out of him. Like, that was fine. But 22 turnovers as a team, that's terrible. The Mavs only turned the ball over six times. That's it, six. I mean, you're giving up a turnover margin that's at 16. You're minus 16 in the turnovers, you're going to get beat. You are. And I have a lot more questions about this Phoenix Suns. Once again, you had it done in the regular season. Can you do it when it matters most, right? And if you can't, I mean, that's the indictment that is made on professional athletes. But this is why we play. This is why we regard the playoffs the way that we do, because it is so much more important in the playoffs than it is in the regular season. When guys are taking rest days, when guys aren't playing through pain, aren't playing through injury, you know? Like, this is just a different level, and if you can't get it done at this level, this is the peak. This is the pinnacle of basketball. You'll never see another league that can play as well with as many stars or anything of that nature. Like, this is it. This is what matters most. And to see the Phoenix Suns fold the way that they have been folding, it's sad. Because I was rooting for them, but I don't think that they can do it. Part of me wants to point the finger at Chris Paul. Got to point at Book. He's better.
Who are you feeling right now then? Who do you think, who are your two finals teams?
Milwaukee out of the East. And I think Golden State out of the West. I think Golden State will beat the dog snot out of the Grizzlies tonight. They'll play that song at the Chase Center there in San Francisco, and they'll beat the hell out of them. Celtics, I mean, they got to find a way to stop Giannis. They can't. Guys like Bobby Portis then come in and clean up, and yeah, they're Drew Holiday. If Drew Holiday could shoot it any better, that series would be over. You know, he can't keep going 4-5 for 19. That ain't going to work. But I would have to say right now, I'd say probably Milwaukee and Golden State would be the two that I would be most confident in, maybe. Maybe.
I would say Golden State just because they're the pedigree, and I don't see Phoenix doing anything.
We're also talking about a Golden State team that was just down 55 points.
I mean, you don't think the Heat after that, after just taking care of the Sixers, that they can beat Milwaukee?
Yeah, who's going to stop Giannis? Because the thing about Giannis is this. Every night, he does exactly what he's supposed to do. And he does it pretty consistently. And that's pretty crazy to think about. Like, it's very, very rare to find somebody and say, hey, we need you to do X, Y, and Z. And then he goes and does it. So, it's very difficult for me to pick against Giannis. If Miami could figure out their rotation and you could get guys like, Tyler Hero going, Duncan Robinson, Strus.
That's Duncan's new role. He's going to go in there and take five charges from Giannis.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know what
at this moment in time, Duncan Robinson went to a feel-good story to now the greatest job in American sports, the overpaid bench warmer.
I mean, this is like Chandler Parsons-esque, but without the injury. Remember Chandler Parsons got all that money and then, never played again? It was like, whoa, what happened to that guy?
It's playoffs, so regular season, he'll get his normal time. And maybe even the next series. Who knows?
I hope. I hope so. Rooting for the kid. Tonight's game, 7:30, Celtics and Bucks. 10 o'clock, Grizzlies and Warriors. Both could be closeout games with Milwaukee and Golden State, both up 3-2. Let's shift gears now, go over to the National Hockey League, as we had games over there with closeout potential as well. You had the Bruins beating the Hurricanes. How about that game? 5-2, Boston came out. Pasta Marchand getting in on the action early. That was good. So 5-2, Bruins beat the Canes, going back to Carolina for a game 7. The Lightning beat the Maple Leafs last night.
What did I tell you yesterday?
4-3. You said they were going to win by 2 goals.
No, that's what I bet on. I said they were going to win. That is their 17th
win after a playoff loss. 17 straight times after a playoff loss, they have won. They don't lose back-to-back games in the playoffs. Yeah, I bet them. I bet the spread because I like the odds better. But they had to go ahead and give up two goals in the last 40 seconds of the second period and had to play from behind. Losers.
That last goal that Toronto scored, like that was in the second period.
Yeah. With 10 seconds left, face off in their own zone, they win it. Just like that is a video game goal. Like Toronto is so fast. Watching them, they are just incredibly fast on the ice. But then as soon as Tampa Bay got that 5-on-3 in the third period, scored that tying goal, they barely had the puck in the offensive zone. Tampa Bay found that confidence back and just held the puck.
Say, talk about teams' championship pedigree. I mean, Tampa Bay, they've done this before. They know what it's like. A lot of pressure. Game 7 going back to Toronto. That place is going to be a madhouse. If the Lightning can score first and score early and zap that crowd, is huge.
You probably weren't paying attention at the moment that the game ended between Tampa Bay and Toronto. Because the whole game, they kept cutting back to like the watch party in Toronto. And as soon as Tampa scored the game in overtime, they cut to the watch party in Toronto, and it was Walking Dead,
like a morgue out there.
It was so mean of TBS to do that, but so necessary.
Oh, you have to see the reaction, right? I mean, that's what are they calling it when it's what for hockey? Because basketball, it had the what they call it, Jurassic Park or something.
Yeah.
Where they'd watch all their games outdoors. I don't know what they call it. Big maple tree. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, the overall disappointment. Your team loses a playoff game in overtime. There's nothing
well,
like it.
Well, now Toronto has lost, I think, 9 consecutive game closing or series closing games.
Oh, boy.
They haven't advanced out of the first round since 2004. And for all Maple Leafs fans and haters, they also haven't won a cup since 67.
Yeah, that's tough right there. That is tough. And they got to bring the noise. Tampa Bay could score early. They're going to find themselves in some trouble. The Blues beat the Wild 5-1 last night, and so St. Louis will advance. They win the series 4-2. How about the Edmonton Oilers going to LA, taking care of business, 4-2 winners there. That series now tied at 3. Connor McDavid with the goal and 2 assists. They're going to head back to Edmonton, and our guy Darnell Nurse will be back in action, hopefully for that one. So we gave you the what took place last night in the Stanley Cup, what took place last night in the NBA, tonight in the NBA, tonight in the NHL. Right now, TNT will have the first game at 7:00. That'll be Rangers Penguins. This game in Pittsburgh at PBG Paints Arena. Pittsburgh leading 3-2. Then 7:30 on TBS, the Capitals backs against the wall in Game 6 at Capital One Arena in the nation's capital, taking on the Panthers. Florida leads 3-2. And then 9:30, Game 2 of the TNT double dip, Flames and Stars. Calgary leads the series 3-2. That's at American Airlines Center down there in Dallas. They have the opportunity to close that series out against them. So we've got some pretty good action tonight as well. And folks, I try to keep telling you, enjoy it while it lasts, because when it's over, it's over. Playoffs are a special time. Watch it all. Enjoy it all. Hey, get in on the playoff action. It's nonstop over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the association. This week, new customers bet just $5 on any team to win their NBA playoff game and get $150 in free bets when they do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use the promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E only, at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants some help, needs some help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. Michigan only. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Have you guys ever, I'm trying to remember, when was the last Red Wings game that they lost in overtime in an elimination game? Or in overtime that led them to a Game 7? Because I can't think of anything off. I'm trying to think of like what? the worst elimination.
You know, they
loss.
Haven't been in the playoffs since like 2016, right?
Yeah, I am aware.
You think we're gonna remember? I believe
since Al Avila has been the GM of the Tigers, the Red Wings haven't made the playoffs.
I believe they got swept out by Tampa Bay the last time that they made the playoffs. So.
Right, but that wasn't heartbreaking.
No.
What we was knew. The what's the worst, most like heartbreaking loss? Because I mean,
oh, that's the game seven loss, 09 against Chicago. The Penguins.
Yeah,
the Penguins.
It was for back to back.
Going back to back.
Damn.
Thanks, Anthony.
Sheesh.
Thought this was a feel-good Friday, and it's turned into I need blood pressure medication.
Yeah, 09. 09 against the Penguins.
That was bad. You know, the crushing losses, Tigers kind of got their butts kicked the last couple of years in the playoffs, and then you know, the World Series, both the World Series that the Tigers won recently, or the last 20 years, were not good.
Those are both a
disaster. So those, yeah, those didn't matter.
All right, yeah, that, I would say the 09, because I was thinking about it, you know, when the, you know, Ryan's talking about panning the cam to the watch party, and we had a game seven in triple overtime. Sorry,
Robert Ori as well.
Big shot, Bob. But a game that I actually worked was a triple overtime, and the team, the opposition, had scored like 2 minutes into the third overtime. Like, it was right away. They just got done cleaning the ice and they scored, and that was the end.
The most crushing.
That was bad.
That, like, in recent memory for me, honestly, was that Monday Night Football against the Jets. That was just an abysmal day at Ford Field.
Total deflation there. You were at that game, weren't you?
Yeah. That was horrible.
That was rough. Hey, folks, let me tell you about Tullymore. Golf is here. Don't be disappointed out there. You hit a bad shot, that's okay. You'll get it back. There's always tomorrow. By the way, I just had a coffee delivered to the house. Oh, man. Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. I'm out of coffee. I packed everything up, and I didn't realize. I still got, you know, one day to do stuff. Offers two championship courses, Tullymore and St. Ives, located about an hour from Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. It's up north golf, but without the drive. And the lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, or up to 400 of your closest friends and family and coworkers. Tullymore not only features the top-of-the-line golf experience, but also top-of-the-line accommodations and the perfect spaces for your wedding, event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. We'll be back with hour number three, diving back into the NFL schedule when we return here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.